can't wait to hear about this book, Bruce, on Sportslit 101. You talked a little bit about it last week. It sounds like a fascinating story, Citizen Okoye.
This is a fascinating story, and the great thing about it is it's incredibly readable. And no matter whether you love basketball or indifferent, don't really care for whatever, you want to read this book because this is a story. This is about the best of America in so many ways. Many people will know, and many people may need to be a little jogged on this, but Sudan broke into two different countries. It was the north, predominantly Muslim Sudan, the south, predominantly Christian. They didn't get along. They broke up. But before that, a group called the Janjaweed from the north wreaked havoc on people in the south, and there's no other way to put it, but they pillaged and they raped and they murdered, and they were pretty awful. That led to millions of South Sudanese fleeing to Egypt. And this young man, Okoye Agaw, and I think you say it Agaw, I've tried to find it, could be Agaw, I'm not really sure, but Agaw, fled with his family first to Cairo and lived in a very marginal situation there for 3 years, and eventually made their way to America, legal immigrants to this country, just in case anybody wants to know, anybody wants to arrest me for betting this. They settled in the Rockville, Maryland area, and things were good, except there's a huge South Sudanese population in, of all places, Omaha, Nebraska, which until these people started to arrive and to work in the meatpacking industry and be involved in certain other industries out there, was really about as white a place as you could get, like Maine. It was not a place of great diversity. Though certainly there have been African-American people in Nebraska for a long time, but it wasn't not a huge population. So he settles there, and it turns out also that Okoye has an incredible natural ability for basketball. Now, Lee Montville, who I've respected his work for years and years and years, a great Boston-based journalist.
Friend of downtown.
Friend of downtown, wrote, "I'm convinced that the greatest basketball player in the next 100 years will be a Dinka tribesman originally from the southern Sudan. Size and grace will win the day." Now, just to put that in perspective, there was a great basketball player in Manute Bol, who unfortunately, while on a humanitarian mission back to his home country, contracted a disease which took his life well before his time. But the Dinka tribesmen are very tall, very slender people with huge wingspans, as they like to say. They have very long arms. And Okoye and his mom and his dad and his many siblings were embraced by the people of Omaha in a way that, quite frankly, I did not expect to read about. Part of that is that there are a number of people in that part of the world who are very devout members of the Lutheran Church, and they believe in the teachings of the church to basically live by the road and be a friend to man. And a lot of these people really went out of their way to help the immigrant families. Okoye became so good at basketball that he led his team to the only, this has only happened in Nebraska once, to the largest school state championship 4 years in a row, each time with a different complement of people. He did well in school. He worked very hard to do well in school, not without struggles at times, but he did very well in school and went to Louisville on a basketball scholarship. He was there for 2 years. He missed a lot of time because of injury. He transferred to SMU played there a little bit. And then when the opportunity came as a graduate student, transferred back to Louisville, where this past year he is finishing his college career.
Still playing, yeah.
So, I mean, it's a great book about the story of an immigrant making it in this world. But, you know, it's better than that because what it really teaches us is that there are good people everywhere. You know, it's so hard these days to keep that in the forefront of your mind. And also, you know, very often when a college athlete makes the news, it's not for the best of reasons. And stories like Okoye's only get told if you're watching a basketball game where he's playing and, you know, there's a timeout for a coach takes a timeout because, well, of course, you know, Okoye came here originally from South Sudan. I mean, you don't get anything more than sound bites. You also see how hard desperate people will work to get their part of the American dream. I'm so weary of people saying, well, my great-grandfather made it all on his own, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that may well be. It's really different depending where you came from. I grew up in a part of Connecticut when I was young where, as I mentioned before, half my first grade class had parents who spoke with accents, and many of them had arrived after World War II. So I know what the immigrant experience is from that side of it, not obviously myself. This made me want to go to Nebraska and just find the people that were responsible for this and sort of pat them on the back and say thank you, because we need to have sports. We keep talking about the good message in sports, the things sports can teach us, the wonderful things they can do for us. This is not a story without travail. There are bumps in McCoy's road, but it is a story of triumph, and it's the kind of book that makes you feel good to finish. Mm. And I read it, I think, only in two sittings, and I did not expect to do that. It's marvelously well-written. It's written by Steve Morantz, and it's titled Citizen McCoy, Basketball and the Making of a South Sudanese American. It reminded me a lot of Amy Bass's book about the Lewiston soccer team, in that when a community rallies around a high school team, it can be great. We've seen it be bad, but it can be great. And this is one of those situations where this young man did everything in his power to make something of himself. And, you know, he's done that, and he's going to be a credit to wherever he is and wherever he works. And I couldn't recommend a book you could just give to anybody that likes sports or contemporary history, fine nonfiction book.
And a quick read too.
Yeah.
As you mentioned.
It doesn't take long. It's, you know, only about 180 pages. It's well-researched. You know, Steve Morantz is a graduate of the same high school. He's written on the history of that high school and some things too, but in another book. But I hope we can get him on, and I really hope we can get a Coy on at some point, because his is an amazing story, and he really, in a sense, will be the proof of how social media can really work. And that's one of the best things in him here is he learned English and learned how to talk to people by tweeting and posting on Facebook and constantly being involved. So for all the bad stuff that's out there, there's an antidote. It's this book, Citizen McCoy.
Outstanding. All right. Thank you, Bruce. Next week, we're going to be talking about Last Seasons in Havana.
Yeah, what a cool book this is. I mean, I've read Baseball in the Cold War, The Pitcher and the Dictator, a lot of books about the end of baseball in Cuba. But they were an inch from putting a Major League Baseball team in Havana, and just a couple of things change. And it's not just Castro arriving. It's all the corruption prior to that and the corruption that comes after that. But it's a fascinating, fascinating book. And I'm amazed that Tommy Lasorda plays a huge role in this. He was down there forever. You'll be amazed at all the Major League ball players you meet in it. Really cool.
And also next Wednesday, not part of Sports Lit 101, but you set it up because you're a longtime friend. We'll talk with one of the great songwriters out there, Nashville-based Fred Kohler.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I haven't seen Fred. Last time I saw Fred, unfortunately, was at Bill Morrissey's memorial service. But yeah, I used to see Fred all the time, and he's a wonderful guy. And man, he's just written songs for all kinds of people. As somebody once said to me, he's got more number one songs than I got records.
That'll be next Wednesday. Fred Kohler joining us here on Downtown.